the two of you ladies have children with the same man.
Yes, ma'am.
A love triangle's final confrontation.
She pulled up like really fast, playing loud music.
You were walking out to her car.
Yes.
To say hello and to give her a bun cake.
But she had no problem with him.
I loved him at the time.
He was living with somebody else.
It was stupid, but
great. Long as you say it was stupid.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Alicia Alexander is suing her boyfriend's estranged wife, Cornelia Benton, for a false arrest.
Order. All rise. It's case number 115 on the calendar, the matter Alexander versus Benton.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, huh?
Ms. Alexander, it is your claim that the defendant had you falsely arrested.
Yes, ma'am.
You want damages. Bottom line is that the two of you ladies have children with the same man.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this the prize?
Yes, ma'am.
Ah, just for my own curiosity, I would like to ask him a couple of questions. You have any objection? No.
No,
good.
Ma'am.
You came here. We brought you here. From where? From where did we bring you?
Leesburg, Florida.
From Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. If we schlepped you here from Florida, at least you'll have the opportunity to answer a couple of questions for us. How old are you, sir?
28.
What kind of work do you do?
Cook.
How much money do you make?
About $500 a week.
Who do you live with?
Alicia.
Miss Alexander. How long have you been living with her? How long have you been living with her?
Oh, a few years now.
Three?
Two.
Two. Prior to that, who were you living with?
Graham.
How long were you living with Miss Graham?
Maybe a year.
Do you have any children with Miss Graham?
No, ma'am.
Prior to that, who were you living with?
My sister.
Did you ever live with Miss Benton?
Yes.
When?
Maybe 3 years ago, 4 years.
How long did you live with Miss Benton?
Years.
How many children do you have with her?
Four.
How old are they?
10, 9, 3, and 2.
And how many children do you have with Miss Alexander?
2.
How old are they?
2.
So they're twins?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were messing around with both Miss Alexander and Miss Benton at the same time?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they know that?
Not at first.
When did they find out?
A little bit before she got pregnant.
Who got pregnant?
Alicia.
Alicia's last name is?
Miss Alexander.
Now, so far, sir, you're 28 years old and you have six children. You have more than six children?
No, ma'am.
Six children, and you make $500 a week?
Yes, ma'am.
Plus yourself. You think you have enough children?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, on the 19th of December, sir, when this incident took place that caused the arrest of Miss Alexander, where were you?
I was there at first, then I walked off.
I can't hear you.
I was there at first, then I walked off.
You were there at first when?
When Alicia pulled in to drop me off at Miss Graham's house.
Okay. Alicia, that's Miss Alexander.
Yes, ma'am.
You were with her.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was dropping you off at whose house?
Graham.
And that's Miss Benton's sister?
Yes.
Okay. So your girlfriend, with whom you have two children, was dropping you off at the sister of the mother of your four children?
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
At the time, I had lost my house. It's only for 2 weeks, so I get another house. But Miss Graham was not living there. I have a 13-year relationship with Miss Graham. Her sister is like my sister. So she allowed me to stay there for 2 weeks till I get my new place.
So you were staying at Miss Benton's sister's house for 2 weeks?
Yes, ma'am.
Why weren't you staying with Miss Alexander?
We were living together when we lost the house.
So you were moving in to Miss Benton's sister's house with Miss Alexander?
No, ma'am.
Where was she going?
To her, one of her relatives.
One of her relatives who didn't want you?
It wasn't big enough for me and two children. And
okay. So you were being dropped off. And who was present?
When she first picked me up, it was only there.
Give me the last names.
Graham.
So her sister was there?
Yes, ma'am.
And then?
We drove off, had a day and night. It was for her birthday. When we came back, that's when we noticed Miss Cornelia Graham was there. When she came out, out of rage, I walked out.
You mean Miss Benton?
Yes.
What time was that?
Maybe 10.
10 p.m.?
Something like that.
Ma'am?
Was it 10 o'clock at night?
No, ma'am.
What time?
It was probably about 8, 8:30.
Fine. So it was 8:30 in the evening?
Yes, ma'am.
And you don't live with your sister?
Me, him, and our kids was living with my sister.
You and your children were living with your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you know that?
They was not living there.
How long had you been living with your sister?
We was living with my, well, he moved with my sister.
No. Listen to me carefully. How long on December 19th had you been living with your sister?
3 months.
Are you still living with your sister?
No.
When did you move out of your sister's house?
We moved out in February of this year.
In January of this year, did you live in your sister's house?
Yes, ma'am.
Was he there?
Yes, ma'am.
So you lived together?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were living with other relatives?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't move into my place until February.
That's all I'm asking you is, so they were living together under the same roof in the month of January.
Your Honor, I don't know where.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know. And you can't believe him because, you know, when his mouth moves, he's not telling the truth because he has three children that are all the same age with two different ladies.
The ages of our kids were wrong, all the ages.
Do you have a child that's 2?
I have a child that's 3, 4, 9, and 11.
Okay, so, and she has twins that are 2?
Yes, ma'am.
All I want to know from you is, in the month of January of this year, were you living in your sister's house?
Yes, ma'am.
With him?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you sharing the same room?
Yes, ma'am.
And you knew that despite the fact that he was really living with somebody else. You said that was okay.
He's my husband, so I just let him. He needed a place to stay.
He may have needed a place to stay, but he didn't have to stay in your bedroom.
I loved him at the time.
He was living with somebody else.
He was living with both of us on and off. It was stupid, but...
Great. Long as you say it was stupid.
It was.
Now, when Miss Alexander, so far you're being honest with me, when Miss Alexander brought him home at 8:30 on the 19th to drop him off, I want you to tell me your version of what happened.
Okay.
And make, do you understand? No smiling. Yes. I want you to make sure that you tell me the truth because, you know, I don't have that much time left.
Yes, ma'am. She pulled up in the yard, like, really fast, playing loud music. We was all sitting in the house.
Okay, so she pulled up in her car at 8:30 at night and...
playing her loud music. So I was, she pulled up at 8:30. I went to the door and she was like talking real loud. So I responded to her.
So what?
She was talking real loud.
She was talking loud.
Yes, and... talking. I responded. I was responding to what she was saying. She backed up real quick and I yelled something out to her and she backed up and almost hit me.
She couldn't have almost hit you if you were at the front door.
No, because I was, when she was backing up, I was walking out.
The question is, why were you walking out? Question is, you knew she was dropping off the guy.
No, I didn't know she was dropping him off. I didn't know why she was putting him in
the yard. Just a second. You have to tell me things that I believe. If she pulled up into the house and she was backing up, she had already dropped him off because that was the purpose of her being there. Do you understand?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay. So you knew, you know who she is.
Yes.
And he was already out of the car. So I'm asking you, what did you leave your front door for? You have your 4 children in the house.
Yes.
What do you leave the front door for?
I was walking out to her car.
Okay. Now, you were walking out to her car.
Yes.
To say hello and to give her a chocolate
not to say hello. When I was walking out to her car, she was still calling me this and that. And I was, she was like, you this, that, that, this and that.
Stay in your house. So you walked outside and you were angry.
Yes.
And then what happened?
He was walking through a path and I chased him through a path to the next street.
As I said, she had dropped him off and you came outside furious and you were chasing him.
Yes.
And?
When I got to the next street, my little brother that is sitting right there came through the path and he was on the phone. He was like, the police want to talk to you. So I stopped chasing him, Mr. Benton.
Just a second. The police are on the phone. They want to talk to you, right?
Yes.
And?
I stopped chasing Mr. Benton and turned around to get the phone from him.
And you turned around and you took his phone?
Yes.
Keep going.
And I was talking to the police and when we was coming, I was going to go back through the path when I was on the phone.
You were talking to the police about what?
What just happened?
What had just happened?
When she pulled up in the yard, I guess the kids called the police. About the incident, they must have thought we was going to fight or whatever it was. They called the police.
So you made enough of a spectacle so that the children at home were frightened and called the police.
Yes.
Right. And?
When we got...
Don't... You understand where this is going, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
When we got back over on the street that I live on, Miss Alexander was speeding up the road, and she almost hit me and him.
Okay. So now she's speeding up the road, and?
I snatched my brother, and we jumped out the road.
And?
We got to, she pulled up to, back to the resident I was living in, and her, my sister was having an altercation, Miss Graham.
Just a second. She pulled back in front of the house.
Yes.
And your sister had come outside.
Yes.
Was Miss Alexander still in her car, or was she still in her car, or was she outside of her car? Think clearly. Was she still in her car, or was she outside of the car?
She was in her car.
In her car?
Yes.
And you came back with your brother from chasing him?
Yes.
And you had your brother's phone in your hand?
Yes.
Because you were talking to the police?
Yes.
And what happened with the phone?
Her and my...
No, no, don't phone, look down
she,
there.
She ended up snatching the phone.
No, no, no. Listen to me. She's in the car.
Yes.
I want you to tell me step by step. She's in the car.
Yes.
You're running back from chasing him with your brother.
Yes.
Your sister is outside the house.
Yes.
What happened next?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You told the police that you had been robbed of your phone. I'm going to see the police report. Did you tell the police that Miss Alexander had robbed you forcibly of your phone?
And later today.
Where's the title?
I don't have a title.
There has not been a title, and there has not been taxes paid. It cannot be titled in almost 12 years.
I actually think that the two of them should be arrested for fraud.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Alicia Alexander says her boyfriend's estranged wife, Cornelia Benton, had her falsely arrested.
Okay. What happened next?
What happened next? When I got all the way up to the yard, her door was, Miss Alexander's door was open. She was kicking out towards my sister. My sister was kicking in towards her. I pushed my sister back. I had the phone in this hand. I would put my sister back. I said, no, stop. I'm on the phone with the police. At that time, Miss Alexander snatched the phone out of my hand and closed her door and zoomed off down the road. And that's when the police stopped her down the road.
And?
Another police came and talked to me.
The police stopped her down the road.
Yes. Oh, I don't know what they talked about. They were down the road.
What's your name?
Cortravius.
Did you get your phone back?
It was...
That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
Now, then you told the police that you had been robbed of your phone. I'm going to see the police report. Did you tell the police that Miss Alexander had robbed you forcibly of your phone?
No, I told her she snatched my phone out of my hand.
May I see the police report? Okay, so either what you told me today was a lie, or what you told the police was a lie. Because when you spoke to me and I asked you what happened, you told me that you came out of the house. You now know that you shouldn't have. You left the front door, and when you saw him running, you chased after him. That's what you told me what happened, right?
Yes.
Well, you told the police that when she dropped him off, you came outside and she punched you in the arms. That's what you told them.
Well, you didn't let me get to that part when I was
talking to you. Well, that's the first part that I would say is she punched me before I ran.
You didn't know. When I was trying to tell you the exact story what happened, you was like, what you said was get to the point, get to the point. So I just skipped to the point of what happened. Because when I was telling you I was walking towards her car, you said, with the kids being there, with the kids being there. So I really didn't get to say
you
the rest.
Said you walked out and you saw him get out and you started to chase him down the road.
I first told you I was walking towards her car. You went to saying, why were you walking towards her car?
Right. Because he would have gotten out of the car.
I didn't see him get out of the car. He got out of the car a little before the house. She pulled in the yard. I never told you I seen him get out of her car.
The first thing somebody would tell you, since the police officer saw absolutely no marks or any evidence of any bruising or anything, was you told the police officer that she dropped him off and that you came outside because you really didn't know who it was. Which is not true.
No, I didn't first. Yeah. I didn't know she had a new car. She had a white car at first. She pulled up in a red car. I did not know the car at all at first.
When you opened the door and she started with the loud music and talking to you, you said she started to call you names right away, so you knew who it was.
Yes, at that
time. Yeah, of course. Okay. How long did you spend in jail?
I spent a night and a half of another day. And my kids was left on the side of the road. The police pulled me out the car like I was a robber, like a crazy.
That was months later.
Yeah.
That was months later. That was sometime in March.
Right.
But it was based upon a report that she filed in December.
Yes, ma'am.
When you called the police initially, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because there was a lot of stuff going on outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Where are you living now?
I live in a camper.
Where's the mobile home?
It was sold.
They don't have it. They don't live in it.
Kenny resold it again after we left.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Alicia Alexander says her boyfriend's estranged wife, Cornelia Benton, had her falsely arrested.
You know it wasn't a robbery. I know it wasn't a robbery.
I didn't say it was a robbery. I said you know she snatched my phone because she did snatch my phone out my hand.
Okay.
I didn't know that was the charge that was going to get put upon her. But
and also, no, also battery. You said that she hit you. You didn't go to a doctor, did you?
No.
No. You didn't go to a hospital, did you?
No.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I want him to give me my divorce that I've been asking for.
Might be her husband, but that's my man.
And stop texting and calling me every night, because it's not going to happen.
Leave me alone.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Whitworth Lopez versus Owens. Step forward.
James Whitworth and girlfriend Connie Lopez says Kenny Owens Jr. scammed them on the sale of a trailer. Kenny is countersuing for defamation of character and harassment.
You're Mr. Whitworth.
Yes, ma'am.
And your co-plaintiff is your girlfriend. According to what I read, you were in sort of an emergency situation and needed housing for a period of time.
Right.
You were somehow put in touch with Mr. Owens, who owned, or you thought, who owned a mobile home.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you find it?
She found it on a Facebook ad.
Do you live in the same mobile home community as where this mobile home is located?
Yes, Your Honor.
How much were you asking for this mobile home that you didn't own?
Posted for $4,500.
Who owns the mobile home?
Robert Brown.
Where is he?
In the hospital.
How long has he been there?
Maybe a week.
Why were you listing his mobile home for sale?
He was losing his home for back rent.
Why didn't he list it himself?
He's not capable of those things.
Mr. Whitworth and Ms. Lopez gave you $4,000.
Yes, ma'am.
You have proof that you gave him $4,000?
Just the bank withdrawal. That's
it. I'd like to see it. Where is their $4,000?
I gave it to Robert Brown, ma'am.
You better get it back from him.
Yes, ma'am.
Now.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, did you report him to the police?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, ma'am. I have the police report.
I'd like to see the police report.
Gosh darn it.
Judge, that is Robert Brown. Robert Brown, is that what you said? Is the
he
owner?
Said he's in the hospital. Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
He's not in the hospital.
At the time of the purchase.
But he's here now.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you living now?
I live in a camper.
Where's the mobile home?
It was sold.
To whom?
To the complainant over there.
They don't have it. They don't live in it.
I don't live in it.
What?
Kenny resold it again after we left.
No, ma'am.
Negative.
Where's the title?
I have it on my taxes.
Where's the title?
I don't have a title.
There has not been a title, and there has not been taxes paid. It cannot be titled in almost 12 years.
I actually think that the two of them should be arrested for fraud.
We tried, but...
I see that you tried.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a counterclaim for nonsense, that they harassed you and they defamed you because you sold them something that you didn't own. You did. So your counterclaim's dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,000.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Parties are excused. You may step out. How do you like to know?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She was right on it. Knew she was going to dial in, see him for what he was worth.
So the trailer went bad, I guess.
Very irritating. It put me in
financial bind.
We never seen him again.
It happened.
You could contact the Attorney General's office in the state of Missouri, and the Director of Revenue is in waiting for him.